Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the all-new HCVR Hot Dog Vendor Radio Show with Ben. Call in at 424-258-9364. Press 1 to go live and ask Ben a question. You wanted the best? You got it. You're listening to HCVR Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
I hold on so nervously.
Well, howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to the show. Most of you are probably watching the Super Bowl, which I don't care about, believe it or not. I like the commercials, but that's about it, and I catch those on YouTube tomorrow. So I have never been a football fan, and I'd rather fish. So what we've got to cover tonight is questions that I've received. A new season is amping up. It seems to be that right towards, the middle end of winter, I start getting a lot of calls from new vendors, a lot of vendors that started late last year and decided to put the cart up for the winter. And even this December was incredible this year. It was busier than I would have thought. As far as with the number of calls and stuff coming in and emails with questions. I've been trying to put out a new video each week over on our Facebook page and our YouTube page. And then I also post it up on our blog, just with smaller segments covering different things. So be sure to check that out. You can also watch us live if you're listening through our audio streaming. You can also watch us live at streetfoodvendor.tv. And we even have set up now a place that you can get questions answered live during the show if you do not want to call in. As always, the number to call in is 424-258-9364. But you can go to our Google Hangouts page. It's listed on streetfoodvendor.tv. It's also listed on our Facebook page, and you can go there, click it, and it'll take you to a page where you can watch this video streaming live and ask questions live. So if you want to submit a question, more power to you. We like answering questions. Jason may be joining us tonight. I know that he was shocked that I would do this during the Super Bowl. So to those who are watching the Super Bowl, I'm not mad. I understand. There's, I think 200 million Americans out of 330 million people that are watching it. I'm one of the other 130 million that aren't. So let's start with some of the questions that I'm getting lately, just to give you an idea of, and maybe this will help you out too, and if this spawns other questions, great, call in or type it in, as I mentioned earlier. Let's see, this one comes from Greg. It says, how is the best way to serve or heat barbecue on a, he asked specifically about a big dog cart, but on a cart period. The best way to do this is, I have done this and I actually did a blog article showing, I've even posted on Facebook, this was a couple years back, for a charity event we were doing, but I served them off of a little dog cart. And basically it all comes down to is you have a steam table, which is what restaurants, commercial kitchens have. So you can do about anything with that. You can direct heat or you can steam. In this case, barbecue tends to dry out. Pork could dry out if it's exposed to hot, dry air too much. Even with the hot steam, it can dry out. The best way to handle this, keep it covered, but individually bag it. If you will bag your barbecue in enough to fit the tub that you're going to keep it in, the size pan you're going to keep it in. If you're going to use a four-size pan, then have enough in a bag. And Ziploc bag those and keep those separate in your cooler. That way you can pull out a bag, dump it into your pan, and start cooking. I was using a third-size pan on the cart, and what I would do is dump in about a gallon's worth, a full Ziploc gallon bag of barbecue. And I would dump that into the pan, but it was a steam pan. It was sitting in water. The pan was lying in water from a spillage pan. So what happens is that gives it a moister heat. I keep the lid on as much as possible, only to serve the barbecue. which if you're in a busy venue, you're going to be serving a lot, but you're also going to be going through it quickly so it doesn't dry out. So it doesn't really matter about covering it up. I hope that answers your question, Greg. I appreciate it. And if I didn't cover it well enough, let me know. That's the best way I know to serve it. If you have a better way, please feel free to call in anyone, and I'll help you with that. Or you can suggest whatever you've tried. Let's see. My buddy and I are planning on opening a hot dog boat in Florida. I love hot dog. The whole concept of a hot dog cart on a boat is kick butt to me. We've talked about it on the show. We've actually talked to some vendors that do that on the show, and some who make incredible incomes. I think in my book, Hot Dog Saved My Life, that course, we talk about a couple up in Michigan who only work the summer months, the warm months, and they make enough off their pontoon boat to not work. There's another one not far from us here in the North Carolina mountains on a lake that do it. Many of these places are game for it, and they're open to the idea of it. To have a pontoon boat, you pull up and do it. So I'm going to give you a big thumbs up there and say definitely jump on the boat. That's a great idea. He says his buddy wants to do credit card only. I think we would lose lots of business turning down cash. Absolutely, you would lose lots of business doing cash. I'd find out his reasoning behind not wanting to accept cash. Most companies who only want to do credit cards are doing it because they don't trust someone, either an employee, a partner, or whatever, and they don't want to handle cash, and that way there's no discrepancy. They only taking credit cards. The problem there is if you don't trust already starting out, then it's probably a bad idea to begin with. Number two, it doesn't prevent a dishonest person from still accepting cash and saying they dropped 11 hot dogs and into the water, or they fed a catfish or whatever. So I would hesitate going into business with anybody that is leery, and because you will lose business if you don't accept cash. A lot of these guys go out fishing. They keep a $20 bill in their pocket, you know, so they can stop and get something if they need it from the convenience store on the way, or refill the beer cooler, whatever it is. Also, check into beer. You may possibly be able to serve beer or sell beer off of your pontoon boat or your boat. There's some girls out west. We've talked to them before that have a boat and the bikinis, and they do it all. And I don't mean all, but they do a lot of fun stuff, and you can too. If you will expand your horizons there, look at what is available, what the license is required. I know there's a vendor in somewhere near the panhandle of Florida on a river, and he actually sent me a picture once of his boat, and he serves beer, hot dogs, right off of his, it's not even a pontoon boat, it's a skiff. So it's kind of a flat bottom boat for shallower waters, calmer waters. Okay, let's see here. He also says, also, any thoughts on things I should be aware of selling dogs by boat in Florida? Alligators, and make sure you just follow the rules. Even state-owned lands, like state-owned or even federally owned lands, are often available to vendors to come in, as long as you follow their rules and you get your permits. So don't ever hesitate going into a state park or a federal park. We talked to a vendor that was on a popular bike trail out west once, who set up in a national park, and it was making a killing at that time. So I haven't talked to him since, but that'll give you an idea of the money that can be made there. I need to check these messages. I keep getting messages. Jason's having problems getting in. He was trying to get in, and so he's having some technical difficulties. Let's go to the next one here. Let's see. Bear with me, folks. I apologize. I got lots here. Okay. This comes from Jessica, and she says, her husband and I just bought a cart and in the middle of getting license permitted at the moment. They live in Arizona, originally from New York, and our county doesn't allow anything to be prepared on the actual cart. All must be done in the commissary. Pretty typical language in most states, from what you just told me. The local commissary is an insane amount of money per month. You ought to look up my articles on building your own commissary or starting your own. There's a blue million ways to do it for very little money. Any ideas on how to get around this prep stuff? I think what it comes down to is interpretation of what they mean by prep. You can still fix a dog there in Arizona. I have tons of customers in Arizona. So you can still fix a dog on the cart. You can put your onions and relish and whatever, chili, whatever you're going to serve on it. What they're talking about, under my understanding, is you batch a chili or having to cut up onions on site. That's preparatory stuff that they want done inside the commissary. That way you're not exposing it unnecessarily to the elements because you're outdoors. So I would check that understanding of it first, because I believe that what you think is prep is not prep. The process of just serving isn't really you. She actually mentions in this meeting onions, chili, cheese, etc. That's not really, I mean, I think I covered that. So I hope that I answered your question. If I didn't, call in or email me back and I'll try to help you there. They also say they're going to be selling popcorn. When I'm brand new, and we've talked about this before, start simple. Jason uses that, the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. Or Sally, or Jessica in this case. Keep it simple, Jessica. The least amount of headaches you can do when you first get started, and that way get your feet under you, and you can start working and go, hey, this is going to work, and now I'm going to add this new menu item, or I'm going to add candy bars, or I'm going to try shaved ice, whatever it is. You'll already have a grasp on the business and how to operate what you're doing, the cash cow, the money. And then you can start expanding your horizons. I wouldn't try to do too much or be too much to too many people at once. Otherwise, you end up having more loss. You end up not being able to provide the best service because you've got other things going that have to occupy your mind. You brought 32 bags of popcorn already pre-popped. It's ready to go. But I ran out, didn't even realize I ran out. Now I've got to restock that or... there's three bags up there, but one ripped. If hanging from my chip clips, there's all these other little things that can happen that you're already going to be consumed with, okay, make sure I put this on right, and getting your system down. Because it takes a little while to get a system down till you can just hear an order and you're starting to make it and you're calling it out and you're doing this and that. Like, I have seen vendors in the beginning, and it's normal, to what would you like? Oh, you want a chili dog? Okay. And they start doing it. Experienced vendors are already breaking out the bun. They're breaking out the dog or sausage. If you're only serving dogs, you're already going to have that dog in that bun as you're talking to them. Because you know whatever they say when you ask what they want is going to have something to do with a hot dog in a bun. And you just roll with it, and you start getting this flow where it becomes second nature to you. You don't even need to think about vending. Then you can add those side items, and that's the best way that I would advise to do that. Let's see, I'm looking. I've got a lot of questions. Some of these I probably won't do tonight. Because they're not going to help any of you because they're just oddity type questions. They're specific questions to a certain thing that probably wouldn't affect 99.9% of you. So I try to I'm trying to weed out those. I should have had this done prior, but I didn't. Let's see. When I look at Wyoming statutes and specifically the county health rules, there is no provision for a push cart to receive an annual license, only a temp license good for 14 days and only for one location. After the inspector I spoke to and looked at your website at my urging and the big dog specifically, she talked to her supervisor. He decided it could be used as a self-contained mobile unit. But it, he goes on to say, however, I'm not allowed to use a commissary. That doesn't make any sense. Nor do my dishes anywhere else but on my cart. Also doesn't make sense. This is one of those things. I have an article called, you can look it up at learnhotdogs.com/liar, L-I-A-R, because typically I did an article. It's kind of just, you know, off the cuff remark, but if their lips are moving, they're lying. Because what the gist of it is here is he's been told something that they understand it to be that way. We've sold carts in Wyoming. I've never heard of this before in my life, where, oh, no, you can't have a commissary. That would be asinine. That would be like telling a restaurant company, you can have a restaurant, but not a salad bar. We don't want a salad bar. It'd almost be a violation of Bill of Rights stuff because there's nothing illegal about a commissary. And so there would be no reason for them to force you to not have one. It seems just asinine. I apologize. I don't know how any way around that. I would also suggest, though, you talk about this temporary permit is only good for 14 days unless you go this no commissary route. One, I wouldn't even want to attempt to do all my dishes on a big dog cart because let's say you pull out a half pan. The sinks are this big and your half pan's this big. Well, now you've got to have bigger sinks. So we put bigger sinks in. Let's say you custom order a cart with bigger sinks. Well, now you've got a sink cart for every gallon of water you carry, because you're going to have to show that you can fill those sinks at least two-thirds of the way in most states. So now you've got to fill these. Water weighs about 8 pounds per gallon. You're going to need a heavy-duty axle, different tires, because you're going to be carrying around 400 pounds of water just to do, because some states actually say it has to have enough water to fill the sink twice or three times. Well, if you have that, those bigger sinks, it just doesn't make any sense. I would look into that. I wouldn't pursue that. The 14-day deal, though, let's get that. A lot of places have that. It's a 14-day temporary permit for vendors coming in for an event or something. It doesn't really apply to this type of thing because you still are a push cart, but he's saying, I'm going to make you not a push cart. I'm going to make you a permanent cart. Or concession stand, and I would go one first thing to do, and you can look this word up on the blog, variance, seek a variance from whoever made that rule. It's usually city council, county commissioners. Next, I would go in and go, okay, well, 14 days, but I'm doing this full time, and they go, well, you can't do it full time. Well, that's where they're wrong, because that would be illegal. That violates your rights as a human and a citizen of the United States. You have the right to legally work. It's your right to work. It's in the Bill of Rights. So they can't say, now, if you're selling crack cocaine, that's a little different. But selling hot dogs, they can't say, oh, we only allow 14 days. That's it. Well, bullshit. So they can't do that. And sometimes you have to educate them. Sometimes they made it to fit this certain situation, but then later find that somebody's asking about this, and they try to loop you in or trap you or wrap you into this rule that wasn't even made for your situation. So what they have to do is they have to look at it and go, okay, we'll just create a variance, or we rewrite the rules. Because they can't say, I want to open a Subway, and they go, we only allow Subways for 10 days here, 10 days. You can put a store in, spend $2 million and get your store in, but you're only going to be able to be open for 10 days because it's a 10-day permit. It's just bullshit. I would go above somebody's head there. If you have any trouble with this, we have information on the blog at learnhotdogs.com that will tell you all this. It will even give you the links to free attorneys, real free attorneys, who will go, yeah, they can't do that. And they'll send a letter to them, or they'll tell you what to say to them, or the law that where it's been case precedent has been set before through the Institute for Justice, and they'll go, oh, I can't. We can't do that. We didn't realize that. We're sorry. We have a moron for a city attorney, and he didn't do his homework. So sometimes that's not the case. sometimes the case is just we're trying to make a rule for temporary permitting for these transient vendors, the vendors that come in from another state for the our city festival, our barbecue festival. We'll make a 14-day permit, and that way they don't have to get a permit for a whole year. But they leave out a permit for a whole year as an option. So they made a 14-day permit. And then you come along and want a full-time permit, and they tell you, oh, we only have a 14-day permit. So it's always, always, I've never seen a case where it's not fixable. You can get over this. You can get beyond this. I would like to welcome Mr. Jason Brown of Love Hot Dog Company on the show. It's about damn time you showed up.
Long day.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
What's going on?
I don't even know when you came in. It didn't ding.
Just a second ago. 14-day permit is what I heard.
Yeah. I was just going through some emails and just reading some of that off of the thing. I do want to mention there's some vendors that are selling some stuff over at learnhotdogs.com. Click on the classifieds at the top of any page, and there's some nice stuff there. There's one of these huge units that Corey Lawrence has that has a soda fountain built in. You can't even buy this soda fountain for $3,000. But it's the whole unit, this portable unit with everything for $3,000. It's dirt cheap. I saw that it got relisted from, because I think he loaned it to somebody for a while, and now he's got it back. And he's relisted it. So either way, that's it there. There's some carts for sale there. Check those out and see what you think. Jason, give us an update. What's been going on?
Just ski season's in full effect. Still doing corporate lunch. Just jamming along. Kind of got a sick kid today. You know, so I've been dealing with that. And, you know, left the ski resort, I guess, about 5:30. Got home, did dinner with the family and stuff, and then Keegan started going back downhill again. So,
oh crap!
You know, that's about it. Just jamming.
I hate it when my kids are sick.
Oh, sore. I'm rocking the old doggy sweats tonight.
Hey, I'm rocking. Who's this? Decrepit Old Geezer Sausage Company. they're a hot dog vendor in Asheville, North Carolina.
So. Yeah, we're just jamming along, booking a lot of stuff for spring, you know, a lot of weddings, and just keeping busy with that, man.
What about the catering?
Doing a lot of catering with the weddings and, you know, just parties and stuff. We're quoting stuff a couple times a day, and, you know, I really can't complain. Doing more catering than street work, you know.
Well, that is, I think, is where this trend's going to go. You're still going to be able to do some street vending, but I would imagine seeing most vendors, like even Michael was telling me, Michael Wood with Doug's Dogs, that he's got so many, he's having to turn them down, the catering stuff.
Yeah. And, well, we're subbing stuff out. We're getting a lot of stuff booked on other days, and then we're subbing it to another vendor.
Smart.
You know, taking a commission and passing it on. You know, we're pricing the job, so we know what it is. We take our cut and then pay them the difference.
That is smart. I like
that. The ski resorts, you know, this is our first full weekend that we've been busy.
Really?
Since we opened. Yeah. We opened late. We didn't open until January 1, and we haven't had a full weekend yet. So this was the first full weekend, man.
And you have a child sick.
Yeah,
I hate that. I hate when my kids are sick. I'd rather be sick for them. We have a competition going on over at our Facebook page. You can win two sets. That's 4 31-inch, not the shorty chip clips, the long ones with the industrial spring clips. It's the works. I think they each one holds 24 bags, so that's 96 bags of chips or candy bars or whatever the heck you're selling. You can win two sets. All you got to do to enter is post a picture of any of your menu items, your hot dog cart, your station wagon, your concession trailer, whatever it is, and the picture with the highest number of likes will win, And we've got some good pictures on there already. There's this one from Dorrance Hutley, and he does a jumbo hot dog wrapped in a tortilla.
Okay.
With lettuce and stuff, and it looks delicious. I've never seen this before, and I like the look of it. It's just good looking. Corey Lawrence, of course, you know, shows off his he and you are both really good at displaying your food. You make it look really good, the picture.
Yeah, but that shot the other night was just, you know, of a burger real quick in somebody's hand. I mean, that was just on the fly, and you know, the apps help quite a bit too.
Charles Nichols put up a big foot long with a little bitty thing holding it. I think the hot dog is bigger than the little girl holding it, but she's cute. She's standing beside a Christmas tree holding her foot long hot dog. The Nomad, gorgeous freaking picture of a dog. And then you've got a picture up there too of your unit.
Well, nobody had posted, and I didn't have anything I could post of food at that point, so I'm like, oh, screw it, we'll put an office picture up.
No, that's a good picture.
Yeah.
Shows all that snow you've been working in.
Oh, dude, it's snowing now. We're having snow, I think, noon tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm ready for spring. I never thought I'd say that, but I'm done.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm way ready.
We keep talking about moving to the islands.
I was telling my wife we ought to move to Puerto Rico.
There's some nice islands off of Puerto Rico, about 15 miles.
All I need is high-speed internet, and I can answer.
It can't be any worse than where you're at now.
That's true.
And I'm riding a Gopi on the cable. It's going to be a...
Pulling my can.
I always tease my wife when we met. She says, well, what do you want to do when you're retired? I said, I'm going to move to St. Thomas and open up St. Thomas snowblowers and snowmobiles. She's like, well, it doesn't snow there. I said, exactly. So everybody leave me the hell alone. I'll sit on Megan's Bay and fish on Megan's beach there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think for the next contest, we need to do tattoos.
All right.
Vendor tattoos. How many of us are tatted up?
Let's start that after the next show.
There you go.
Because this contest runs to that show, and then we'll do. You'll post up your pictures on our Facebook of your tattoos.
So I think Corey Lawrence is tattooed from like the neck down. I think he's got sleeves and like, you know,
probably,
up to here.
Probably.
Yeah.
And most of them are prison tats, I heard.
Yep. The blind guy in prison with the pen gun. Got that big battleship here. Says mom.
I love
it. Where is he? He's late again. He texted me. He said he liked the shirt, but I haven't seen him pop up here.
I'm not in the chat room, so I can't see. We don't have any callers on hold. Most people are watching the game.
Everybody's watching the game.
I mean, we got a lot of callers listening. We don't have anybody waiting to talk. And then I've got the question line open on our Google Plus page at Ben's Carts, and you can type in a question if you don't want to call in. But I ran through the questions quickly, thinking that we'd have more live callers than we do. Here's one, but I think I know who this is. I think it's some Georgia swamp vendor down there. Hold on just a second. I don't know if this is him or not. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Hello. Area code 573.
Crickets.
this is Corey, that's just Corey. Admiring my prison tats right now. What's going on?
I knew he'd have to come in and defend it if we started that.
I couldn't hear him at all.
I'm just wanting to know how you knew.
Oh, my gosh. That was fun.
So how is everybody?
Doing good, Corey. Doing good. How's the restaurant? Give us an update.
Oh, you know, we're still rocking it, staying busy. Oh, this last week, I mean, you know, January typically is just probably one of the slowest months and for all businesses around here. And it has just been incredibly busy. We sold out 3 out of the 5 days last week, and we were just like a bag of buns shy on one of the days. So, I mean, really close to 4 days sold out. And so just unbelievable. So, I mean, we're really busy. I'm not sure what the cause for that is, but, you know, we're just looking at ways to expand and reach a bigger area in our town here. So I'm looking at possibly picking up another cart and hiring a couple more people and hitting locations. I've been asking. We have, you know, customers from all businesses around. So as they've been coming in the last couple months, I've just been asking them, hey, if we decide we're going to start doing a mobile unit during lunchtime as well as the restaurant, you know, would we be allowed to set up at your place? And, you know, and so I've just kind of been hitting up our customers and that's been well received. So I've already got locations pinned down for certain days of the week and just so we can kind of hit a bigger radius in our town. And wow. So probably this spring, I'm thinking we'll start doing that.
Was I right? You've got your big fountain thing up for sale again?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
I nailed that earlier.
Yeah, that was the unit that we started out with, that really got me into looking up, you know, what this whole hot dog business was in the first place. And, you know, that's how I ran across people like Jason and everything on Facebook, you know, years ago. And it was just what started it all. And, yeah, we had actually John Cavanaugh had used the cart, used it for the big Empire Fair down in Springfield, Missouri, and everything. So we're just right now it's just sitting in storage. And I hate to see that happen. So we got a really good deal on it. So we're basically just passing along that same savings to anybody that may be looking to have a unit like that. So
I think it's sexy. I wish you were closer. I would love it to do some of these charity things where I could take it to the school and do something for them when they're raising money for whatever. I think it's sexy. That's a good buy for somebody.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, buying those units, I mean, they're really expensive units. I mean, to buy one of those brand new, I mean, it just wouldn't be feasible, you know, $18,000 to $20,000 anymore. You know, they're typical stadium carts is what they are. And so, I mean, they're a little pricey for sure. But, one priced at $3,000, I'm hoping, you know, someone could really use that. So I think it would do someone a really good job for sure.
Well, for some reason,
and Jason, if not, then I may end up finding.
He can't hear you through the broadcast.
Really?
Yeah. And I can hear you fine, and you're coming through my, you know, I have an audio platform here, and it says you're coming out to the outline. I mean, it shows your meter.
No, I could only hear him like as if he's on a speakerphone in front of you.
Wow.
You're hearing him very light?
I can't really even tell you what he's saying.
Holy crap.
Huh. See, and I can hear Jason just fine and you both.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I can hear you and I could tell he just said something, couldn't tell you what it was.
I wonder what is going on.
It sounds like he's like on speakerphone on your desk and you're just barely catching him on your mic.
Wow.
You know, I thought he was whispering like sweet nothing to you or something, so I couldn't hear him.
I'm just not even understanding.
We're just gonna dock his pay, that's all.
it's gotta be something on my end for him not to feed back to the show.
No, I don't know if he's gonna show up on the recording.
No, he's on the recording. The meter's going off every time he talks, so I know he's going into it.
Yeah, like I hear you clear.
You want me to? I can go ahead and try and call back, maybe.
I don't know if that's the issue.
I guess I can just talk bad about Jason.
And your house, and sit on his.
We'll just do that.
Interwebs.
Do what?
Is your goat escaped and sitting on his interwebs, blocking a signal?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm reconnecting because he's coming through. Blog Talk through the number, and I just disconnected that and turned it back on, You still there, Corey?
Yep, yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay. I disconnected it. Jason, can you hear him?
No. I mean, I know he said something to you, but I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah, I don't have a clue why that's doing that. It just doesn't make any freaking sense. I'm sorry. It'll be on the live broadcast. I mean, on the recorded version, though, when I post it up on the blog. Apparently, you're not going to be able to give him any lip, Corey, because he can't hear you.
Well, I can. He just won't be able to talk back, you know.
Yeah, well, you can give him lip. He just won't know about it.
That's right.
Say all kinds of crap. This would be your moment.
He's denying all those tattoos.
He already did deny them.
Jason isn't telling you he's the one that gave them, you know.
Cellmate. He said you gave them to him.
Hey, you know, you make a tattoo gun out of a, you know, pen and some cigarette ash, would be all right.
Well, so Corey, what are you doing more catering this year coming up, this current year?
Yeah, I think we will. We could start doing more of that, especially picking up another cart. We just honestly, we're just so busy with the store that it's hard to split off and do different things at the same time. And so that's what I'm hoping after picking up another cart and some more employees and just finding, you know, good, reliable employees and everything is going to be key. But, you know, we always have people asking if we can, you know, we've had people from the hospital asking if we could set up and you know, serve the staff there and different things. And there's times I've just had to turn down so much just because, you know, we're kind of understaffed and, you know, so yeah, I think that'll be a big move for this year is doing that. You know, we're still, you know, honestly, we're still just 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, because, you know, we can. And our son is a senior in high school this year, so he graduates this year. So we've just all along always wanted to make sure we kept weekends free for family. But, you know, that'll be something we want to do this year, too, is open up on Saturdays. I don't know how soon we'll do that. But, again, that'll come down to, you know, I don't want to be there on Saturday. So it'll come down to finding just good help that we can rely on. And you know, I mean, that's part of the whole kick is, you know, you're going to have employees. There's always going to be issues, you know, and there's going to be those times when I don't want to work, but I'm going to, you know. I mean, it's never an easy thing, but, you know, it's been a fun thing. I still, you know, to this day, it's the best job I've had, you know. And I've done some fun stuff. I've had some really good jobs, but, man, the stress level doing this kind of stuff is just nothing compared to what I used to do. So much better. I sleep better. You know,
sleep. Come on,
sleep. Some of us do that.
I am trying to change some of this and see if we get better. Can you hear me, Jason?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I hear Corey better, but it still sounds like he's on, you know, your phone on your desk there, and the mic's just barely picking
him up. Well, it is. I turned this mic gain way up so it would pick him up. What are you?
Okay.
Talk now, Corey, and see if Jason can hear you.
Hey, Jason, can you hear me now?
Yep, now I can
hear. Not very well.
That sounds about normal there.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
So you're
saying you're not getting any sleep, Jason?
Sleep? What's that?
Yeah, I know.
God, I wish. Look at these bags, man. Look at my eyes.
You're going to scare everybody. You're going to have to start showing when you complain about how tired you are. You're going to have to start showing them bank statements.
Tell them to take a screenshot. You put it in the basement or the commissary will keep the rats out.
I've got two of yours in my commissary.
Oh, man. you know, you wait for the season to get busier, and now I'm thinking, oh, my God, I can't wait for winter to be over. And then I look at the calendar, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe I want winter to stay.
So,
okay, we got some days where we're doing gigs during the day and then weddings at night and weddings during the day and gigs at night. And I'm like, I was talking to Bob today. I'm like, yo, I think you're trying to kill me. We got to cut this out, man.
Well, I am. I'm glad we got the audio fixed. We just Jason missed everything you said about your updates and stuff, but I'm glad you're expanding there, Corey, around town. I don't know how big
sure.
your town is, but the fact that you've supported how long has the restaurant been open?
It'll be a year in May. We'll be open at the restaurant, so and it'll be 3 years business for us. So, it's going good. You know, it was one of those big steps. You know, to go from the mobile to you know a brick and mortar, but it's been for us, and we just moved 3 blocks. You know, from where we were all the time with the mobile carts. But I mean, it's just we've just stayed busy. I don't know if that's the right answer for anybody. I wouldn't say it probably is, but it just worked out for us and still yet want to do the mobile part of it just because I think there is just something to, you know, being the street food vendor. You know, I mean, there really is. People there, I love it. People around here love it. You know, I mean, that's what got everybody hooked into us in the first place. And you know, whenever we've taken the cart out a couple different times over the last year, you know, people love seeing it coming out again. So, you know, we're not a huge town. I think about 18,000. It's a small little college town. So, I mean, we're not really, really big or anything. But, you know, there's fast food restaurants all over the place around here, you know. But still plenty of room to expand around and plenty of room for others. As a matter of fact, the guy that bought the old doggies trailer that I sold, he's set up in town. He just started this last weekend. He's doing barbecue, you know. I think he did really good his first weekend. So, yeah. So, you know, that's just one of those things. You know, I mean, we can, you know, I think a lot of towns can support several, you know, vendors and, you know, and promotes, you know, more business for all of us too, you know.
I am sharing a picture right now of Jason's Ski Lodge. That's busy. How many people a day they get there?
That was about 9:30 this morning.
Holy cow.
Looking out the window, and that's just the beginner hill. Now, there's still a whole other side of the mountain looking to the right.
Wow.
So that's tubing and the beginner hill. Tubing's up there to your left against the tree line, and then beginner slope's kind of right in front of you.
Now, you're the only food provider there now, right?
Fireplace. What'd you say?
Are you the only food provider there now?
I have two of my trucks there, and then they have the Powder Pig Pub for drinks, and then there's the guy that has the pizza shop at one end of the lodge who absolutely hates me.
I'm trying.
Still there for, I guess, 4 more years. Is what it came out to this year, plus 4.
I'm pulling up these pictures now so that I can share them. Corey's going to be able to.
I showed you one of lunch on Thursday at one of the corporate places. I bring in 2 trucks Tuesday and Thursday to this one location. And
that one there?
Yeah, we'll do. That's Whirly Pig, a barbecue truck out of Philly that came up to hang with us. And we're in between 2 of the buildings of this pharmaceutical company. And we'll do about 80 covers each.
I love that display that's there. The candy bars, the drinks, everything.
Yeah, well, up here in this corner, you see the right above the Gatorade fridge, there's our thing for voting for best burger with a QR code and everything.
Right.
And then down at the pickup window, closest to the door, there's a card holder, another thing for voting, our logo, and then we put up, like, schedules there and different things. So...
That looks, it just looks good. I love how the blue panels on top, the skylights,
yeah,
put that blue glow.
Yeah, it puts a blue into the whole truck. Takes a little bit of getting used to.
Now, you had another picture, didn't you?
I think so.
I'm looking for it. Okay, I think I found it. Oh, yeah, this is... Hold on.
I shot you one of a snow squall the other day.
Yeah.
The news didn't say anything about any incoming snow, and all of a sudden, just all hell broke loose and put about 2 inches on the ground. That's same, you know, looking at the same hill you saw through the windshield, but there's the hot dog trailers over in the right corner, and we parked the food truck here, and just behind the food truck is the fire pit there.
That is sexy.
Now we've got the that little building, that's the beer barn. So we do beer and wine out of that. So, yep, that just popped up out of nowhere, snowed for a couple hours and stopped.
Wow. It makes for a pretty picture.
It works. I mean, you know, brings them out. I think we need to get Corey to come up here and work during the winter.
He got some snow today, didn't he?
I don't mind the winter. You know, the northern part got it. We just got a little spit, and that was about it. So they're saying maybe some more tonight. But north of us, a little ways, got a few inches. So, but now we're still dry here for the most part.
Yeah,
what's that?
You can have all of my snow.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I'll let you keep it.
Well, I've got no other questions, and I don't think there's anyone waiting. This will be a light night.
Everybody's watching the game.
Yeah, I think we'll just call
it
a night.
Exactly.
Sure.
I'm done unless y'all have got something.
I'm good.
Nope.
Remember the competition over on our Facebook page. Thanks to Corey. If you want to look up Corey Lawrence, you can look him up at O'Doggy's Hot Dogs, and you'll find that. You can Google that and find it easily, and then you'll find his links to everything on Google. Love
and
Hot Dogs.
His tattoo contest next month.
Yep, tattoo contest next month. Corey will probably win again.
Yeah.
We may separate it so Corey doesn't win the entire competition and have a prison tat side and then a regular.
Let's make it fair. That's right. That's a good idea.
He'll start getting letters now.
I hear his pastor's calling him now.
Yeah.
Corey, we need to talk.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
That's how I kept mine all hidden for years, man. They were all above the cuff. You know, you had to keep them all hidden.
It's true.
You know, they're on both sides, but nobody ever knew I had them until, you know.
Wow.
You had your sleeves pop up or something.
Yeah, I've got them on both sides and forearms.
Oh. You weren't allowed to have them below the cuff of the shirt.
I just can't afford to get as many as Corey.
If you do some jail time, you know, you got nothing else to do.
Right. That cuts into my fishing time. Not a lot of fishing in jail.
Oh, man. All right, gentlemen, have a good night.
Yeah, we'll see you later. We're going to play some hot
you too.
On the way out. Thank y'all a bunch. Corey, I appreciate it. Glad you're doing good. It's good to hear from
you. You too, guys. Take it easy.
Got a question about hot steamy buns? Call Ben at 424-258-9364 for the latest tips and tricks in the world of wieners. That's 424-258-9364. Press 1 to talk live one-on-one to Ben Sunday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. HDVR. Hot steamy buns.